This is KCUR 89.3. In many districts across Kansas, tight budgets have put teachers and school boards at odds. School boards are hedging their bets about how generous state funding will be next year. And as Abigail Beckman reports, that very much depends on who wins seats in the legislature.
In Wichita, it's taken much longer than usual for the school board to reach an agreement with teachers on a contract for this year. At a recent meeting, Steve Wentz, president of the Wichita Teachers Union, told the board just how tough it's been.
But I got to tell you, I am so tired of seeing your employees in tears.
Similar scenes have been playing out at school board meetings across the state. Teachers in Wichita, the state's largest district, are getting modest bonuses and small raises, but it's not everything they were asking for. The local union has been demanding change in the form of more pay and reduced workloads. But school board members say all the money teachers are asking for simply doesn't exist. Wichita School Board President Cheryl Logan spoke to teachers at a recent meeting.
These are times that I haven't lived in before, where every single year we've had to cut the budget by millions of dollars. And I hope that Topeka changes and begins to realize the importance of teachers and schools and the future that those things provide, because without you all, we're nowhere.
The state's current block grant funding system is expiring. That means next year, state lawmakers will be writing a new school funding formula. And it's for sure that that formula will be guided by the Kansas Supreme Court's ruling on what qualifies as an equitable and adequate education. But right now, out on the campaign trail, there are two competing schools of thought about how to provide equitable and adequate education. Spend more or spend wiser. Larry Alley, a Republican, is running for the Kansas Senate seat being vacated by the Senate Education Committee chairman. Alley is in the spend wiser camp.
I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about education funding, thinking that we've cut education when actually it's the opposite. We've increased education funding.
That's not true. They say more this year than last year. That's just patently untrue, because for the past 2 years we've been under a block grant system which specified that the amount of money would stay the same in both years.
Alley's opponent in the District 32 race south of Wichita, the one who says funding hasn't increased, is Don Shimkus. He's a Democrat and the immediate past president of the Kansas Association of School Boards. He's in the spend more camp. For Shimkus, the bake sales for marching bands and sports teams that he hears about when he's out knocking on doors are further proof that schools are underfunded.
Fundraisers being held here, there, and everywhere to make up for state funding that is not being sent to them.
Republican Larry Alley counters, if the measure of what's needed for education is in dollars, there's no telling what would ever be enough.
I think what you have to measure is not dollars, but outcomes. You have to measure, are the kids really getting it? Are they ready for college? Are they ready for a job?
The Kansas Chamber of Commerce, which has endorsed Alley, says the state could be more efficient in achieving those outcomes by consolidating costs outside the classroom.
There's a lot of things we could do, like health insurance. Instead of buying health insurance for one school, why don't we do it for 10? We need to think about those things.
From there, Alley says the savings could be sent where they're needed the most.
Give those teachers the tools they need to do their job in their classroom. Some teachers are teaching with 15-year-old textbooks.
So Alley and Shimkus seem to agree on one thing. Teachers in Kansas need a boost.
Right now, we have teachers who cannot make ends meet on their salary. And I don't think that's right for the people that teach our kids.
And we need to support our teachers, we need to support our schools, and I believe we just need to support our administration.
But where that support comes from and whether it's raises for teachers garnered from cuts made elsewhere depends on how many in the spend wiser camp or spend more camp end up in the legislature. That's a tug of war that voters will decide. I'm Abigail Beckman in Wichita.
Abigail Beckman is a reporter for KMUW, which is a partner with KCUR in a statewide collaboration covering elections in Kansas this year.